Even in those days, it was necessary to catch the attention of listeners by broadcasting the unusual or novel. But things did not always go right. Perhaps one of the most amusing broadcasts involved a swearing cockatoo, a story which is now almost legend in amateur broadcasting. Ivor Morgan retells the story.
I think it took place very late one Saturday night or Sunday night, which would be Monday morning, but of course they would be on the air from Spray Street, Elwood, 3EF, the famous Bert Maddock, and he used to try and produce a novelty. 3BY would have novel things on occasionally too, and one evening apparently one of Bert's admirers said that he had a talking cockatoo. Could he bring him along? And Bert Maddock, of course, said, yes, by all means, let's see. And they had no recording facility, so he had to go on the air live. And, of course, naturally, the cockatoo refused to say anything in the strange surroundings of Bert's studio, which was his sitting room in front of the house. And back in a bedroom down at the back of the house was his transmitting room, and Bert used to have to race up and down the passageway in between. And this would go on. He'd leave the transmitter unattended most of the time, but you couldn't leave it for long in those days. Things had to be watched very closely. But apparently the gentleman brought his cockatoo in, and they switched the microphone on. Bert had played a record, and they turned on the microphone, and the gentleman was apparently was supposed to address the remarks to the cockatoo, and of course the cockatoo just glared around the room and refused to say anything, enjoying himself perfectly, because everyone was getting red in the face and getting madder and madder. So I think Bert switched off the microphone. A few rude words were said by the owner of the cockatoo, and then Bert switched the microphone on again, and of course the cockatoo decided to make his comments then. So it was all over before they could do anything. Bert had to run down to the rear room to turn it off, you see.
Legend has it that there was a sequel to the story. The following day, the local radio inspector had a few words with Bert about the unusual broadcast. He concluded by telling Bert that to date no official complaint had been received, but if one was, it may be necessary to have the cockatoo brought to his office for questioning.